The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother.
Well, Roger Stone was about to drop bombshells on the Cruz campaign and on the Obama operation, and his Skype cut out. So he's not here with us. We're trying to call him on the phone so he can finish up. We have Dr. Steve Pachinik coming out on the huge 9/11 truth in the next segment. I mean, that is just going to be a monster interview, so important to the future of humanity. In fact, did you guys pull the articles in the New York Daily News, New York Post headlines, how the U.S. government covered up the Saudis' role, and stuff like that, because that's just the beginning of the collapse of their cover-up. Are we hooking a phone system up or something? Calling. Good. He's back. All right. All right. The Skype went out, but Roger Stone is back with us on phone. So rushing through what you were trying to say and then getting into how we stopped the big steal and the rally in Cleveland for free speech and the right of voters. Roger Stone.
So continuing, look, I think Ted Cruz is an increasingly cornered man. I think he recognizes that it's now mathematically impossible for him to be nominated. There will not be a second ballot, I say it yet again. And therefore, all these scenarios that the mainstream Republicans and the establishment are trying to lay out are not going to come to pass. I'm very excited about the Stop the Steal rally. If you want details, you can go to stopthesteal.org. We are now being co-sponsored. We are co-sponsors with Citizens for Trump, the largest grassroots pro-Trump organization in the country. And also wewillwalk.com. Some patriots there, longtime supporters of Pat Buchanan, who have built yet another grassroots organization. 45,000 people have now signed a petition saying that if the nomination is stolen from Donald Trump, they will walk. Alex, I know you're going to be speaking. I intend to speak. There's an entire headliner group being put together. And again, this is a nonviolent, peaceful demonstration. What we want to show the world are numbers. Patriots coming from all over the country to peacefully demonstrate in favor of the democratic process, in favor of the voters, deciding who this nominee should be. So there will be a march and a rally with the proper permitting from the city of Cleveland, with the cooperation of local law enforcement, who we are in touch with. Unlike MoveOn.org, unlike Black Lives Matter, we cooperate with local law enforcement so that we can have a major impact with a peaceful demonstration. And if my email is any indication, there are thousands of Americans coming to Cleveland.
There's going to be tens of thousands. This has to be the biggest thing ever. And I'm not attacking Lynn Beck, but he would make this all about him. You invited me to be an absolutely key part of it. My listeners are a key part. But I'm just there as this is all about everybody's free speech and our vote. This is not about Roger Stone. It's not even about Donald Trump at the end of the day. It's about free and open elections in this country.
Well, and what I'm hoping, and this, of course, would be subject to the Secret Service and to Donald Trump's security. But if we can prove that we are multitudes and that we are peaceful and that we are nonviolent, I'm hoping Donald Trump will decide to come outside the hall and address us. That would be the greatest honor yet.
That would be absolutely huge and wonderful. And obviously, Trump supporters are peaceful. We're patriots. It's going to be the other side that will try stuff. But the fact is, the police absolutely know the game that's going on, and we're going to have the police on the side of free speech.
Well, and I think this is the key thing. If your listeners cannot get to Cleveland, then go to stopthesteal.org. Help us pay for buses to get others who can go into town. Help us find inexpensive housing where they can bunk. Obviously, the Republican National Committee is in total control of every hotel within a 100-mile radius. of Cleveland, but we are making progress in finding low-income, or I should say low-cost lodging. We are.
Hold on, Roger. We're going to break. You probably got to go, but let me talk to you during the break. Stay there.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IBC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IBC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs, but now the FDA warns that these IBC filters may cause serious complications such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IBC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IBC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to the third hour worldwide broadcast. It's actually going to be David Knight hosting the fourth hour. And he's going to be interviewing Larry Nichols about the secret Federal Reserve meeting, where his intel shows they were discussing economic collapse, basically martial law. And we have mainstream headlines with government gearing up for civil unrest, trying to claim it's over Donald Trump, but basically using a whole Black Lives Matter, civil unrest, Ford Foundation, strategy of tension, great game system, using that as a cover when they're going to be really imploding the economy, or the signs that the economy is imploding will be that much clearer. Now, for the balance of the hour, Dr. Steve Pachinik joins us, and he's been a guest on the show probably 80, 90 times over the last 14 years. He came on about 6-7 months after 9/11, because I read an article where he was quoted talking about the fact that criminal elements of our government, working with Saudi Arabia and others, carried out a false flag attack on 9/11. Now, I knew that. I saw the preparation in the media for it. I saw the scripting that day. I saw Building 7s and the bombs in the building. I had whistleblowers on about the NORAD stand down. And then years later, all this stuff came out. Now, I'm not up here to talk about getting credit for this just so Steve Pachinik and I get the credit for it. It's like getting the credit for tying yourself down, you know, at the railroad tracks when a train's coming. But we have to historically talk about it so that other people can learn from it. And so the liberty lovers out there, who are the tip of the spear, you're the foot soldiers that got this information out to the grassroots, so you understand the power you have. In a war, major battles we've won that could win the war, we now are beginning to turn the tide and win the war against the crony capitalists and the insiders, a very nasty crew. Doesn't mean some utopia is at the end of the rainbow and everything's going to be fine, but for generations, tyrants and people using different systems of deception are going to have a big problem going forward, because when the, quote, conspiracy collapses, when it's known we were all lied to, when it's known the tactics they used were deployed against the people, fourth, fifth generation warfare psychological systems, knowing is the battle. And they won't be able to sit there and ridicule and call someone a conspiracy theorist that questions basic integrity in the government. There's a loss of confidence. Mainstream media has a 6% trust rate in Gallup. Congress has a 9%. That's worse than Ceausescu in Romania. I mean, in dictatorships, you get 20, 30% not liking it. It's going to end up falling or being overthrown, historically. So they're in a desperate position, a desperate situation. And it's an oligarchy, a bunch of bureaucrats and a bunch of corporate connections and a bunch of combines, basically hiding who's in charge. But once people realize there's a shadow government of multinational interest that weren't just feather in their nest or giving themselves, you know, first whack at the trough, but who wanted to end free market itself to consolidate control, pull up the ladder from everybody else. When the public learns about this, which they're starting to do, it is seismic. It will be generational. And we will see a new enlightenment, a new renaissance of lower taxes, of people being involved, of the population electing good people that really want to serve and who are really on the team. Because historically, you go through something this bad, and it then comes out later, really good things come of it. If this dictatorship globally doesn't collapse before another group gets in and takes over and basically exposes some of what's happened, but not all of it. We could have this turned not into a restoration, but a revolution that'll just be randomly targeted, that the foundations have tailored to be a leftist, moron, social justice warrior, anti-free speech, race-based bloodbath. So they've got their competing revolution against our Renaissance revolution of restoration. 1776 squared. 1776 to the power of 10. 1776 next level. The Renaissance never ended. It just got sabotaged at a few points. And the future's here. It's not just been evenly distributed. It's been hoarded and hidden. And this is a revolution against that. And the reason I'm prefacing this, I'm going to go to Dr. Pachinik, is he always wants to thank me and thank the audience and talk about how historical it is and how it's devastated them and how this will end up bringing them down. And I know he believes that. I know he's taken down a bunch of dictatorships and corrupt governments and, I mean, done you name it. He's got to be careful about what he talks about, because the Justice Department, you know, shows up and subpoenas him when he does. And this is serious stuff, folks. He's the guy that the poll that the Jack Ryan character is based on, wrote a bunch of the books with Tom Clancy as his advisor. You know, top psychological warfare expert for the State Department, top hostage negotiator, you know, the guy that was the person that oversaw the Camp David Accords, the only successful peace deal ever in the Middle East. I mean, so he's a bigwig. Obviously, as I pointed out, the average young person doesn't know who Chuck Yeager is, or Chuck Norris for that matter, half the time. So he's one of those quiet professionals. But He doesn't want your thanks either. He just wants to let you know how important you are and how historical this fight is. But in the interest of history, and I'm going to go to him in here in 60 seconds, we all have to realize how big this is, how dangerous this is, and how the future battle space is being affected, and then we all have to be involved in maximum effort right now with the truth so this collapse doesn't come and then they inject more control as the answer. People have to know who the authors of this are, who the men and women are in the smoking rooms, and what they did. And the fact, what am I speaking of? I always get to it at the end, not the first. 9/11 fraud is imploding. It's much bigger than the Saudis, obviously. But everything we told you 15 years ago, 14 years ago, has been vetted. It's been confirmed. It's not just like we had a wild guess. We knew. Because of great whistleblowers in the military, and in these different agencies, and in the grassroots, many of which got killed. I've interviewed a lot of people who got killed. Now, I'm out in the sunshine, like Jim Garrison said, so I haven't been killed, but I've been attacked. My credibility's been assassinated. I've had black ops run against my family. They'll go after folks they think they can affect. And let me tell you, it's been out of a movie. Now, I'm not whining about it. It's what I expect even more, quite frankly. But you have to know that the answer is so many of us taking action against tyranny that they just are overwhelmed. And that's already happening. And the 9/11 veil is falling. Other veils are falling. The fact that the stock market's rigged is falling. It's all happening. The political class is already giving up. They're already running. They're already running to armored redoubts. They're already going to New Zealand and Switzerland and Monte Carlo. They're already getting plastic surgery and changing their names. They're already in an exodus. They already think the Death Star is going to blow up. They've just already evacuated. Just so you know, it's like in a battle, the generals have already left the hill and are running. The real generals that run it. They've still got their figureheads up there. And the armies, though, are going, is anybody leading us? This isn't working. This isn't making sense. We are hitting a mass sea change. And you can't just put it back away with new front people because it's an understanding in the people of how stuff really works. The facade is falling. Now, I don't like being the progenitor of 9/11 truth, the father of it. I don't like being the guy 9 times out of 10 on the very tip of the spear just because I understand the paradigm. I want everybody else to understand the paradigm, understand the real blueprint, so that then I don't have a near monopoly on this and it's not so dangerous. But it's not just that I don't want to get killed. I'm willing to. I'll do whatever it takes. But I'm not stupid. I want to be here for my kids. A part of me is, you know, fatalistic and everything kind of gets into it. I mean, I'll just be honest. You can't do that and not be a man. But once this understanding, this master key is out in the public's mind, it's over, folks. And we're reaching that critical mass. It's dangerous to be a Steve Pachenik or an Alex Jones or a Matt Drudge. Like Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned, because when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We're reaching the point where it costs nothing to be a patriot. Okay? And we can win this thing for real. Donald Trump's just a manifestation of that. He's not perfect. This is just the beginning. Our strength is only intensifying. And our strength is all of us together. We have reached a critical mass point. I'm going to skip this network break because I don't want to cut into Pachenik's time too much, and I want to be able to really go over what's happening. But a few times ago he was on, he described this show as a focal point or a catalyst, like rock and roll coming out of the South or out of Louisiana or out of places like Texas. Because it wasn't perfect, it had problems, but it was sincere, it was real, it was human. And that's why I've been successful. I've been teleprompter-free, stuttering, interrupting, all of it. But the information was a true quest for the truth. And that's why the truth does live here at InfoWars. Doesn't mean we always get it right, but our soul wants the truth. And we want justice, we want prosperity, we want to make America free and great again. We want to have a society of open association and free association. We don't want political correctness banning the word mother and father. We've fallen so far that now we can see we've fallen, and that's the beginning of climbing out of this mess, and it's already begun. But the fact that 9/11 truth has been vindicated, that Steve Pachenik has been vindicated, that all of us, the whistleblowers, are much bigger heroes than I, and even you, the listeners, but all of us that got ridiculed, the rest of it, the stations I lost, the money we lost, whatever, I will not sell my passion for glory, ever. I could care less. It's the truth that matters. It's the most valuable possession. And it's what creates good civilization. And that's all I can give my kids is the truth, nothing more. So, Steve, I don't normally do a 10-minute intro to you, but I mean, this is a big time. I mean, this is huge when mainstream newspapers have the headline, how the U.S. government covered up the Saudi Arabian role. We know the 28 pages show the stand down in the congressional report. And we know the military knows what really went on. And I know you've talked on air, and I think it's been lost because you're dropping such bombshells about CFR meetings you've been in, meetings with generals, where it just gets right down to everybody knows it's inside job and everybody knows who did it. And there's discussions about what went on. And some people say, well, we did it, you know, to expose the radical Muslim threat. Oh, really? So you could double cross us and then bring them in and overtake Europe with them? I mean, this is so sophisticated what they've done. And hopefully, as a top spy master, you know, one of the most famous out there, not known, you know, in your real person, but best known in movies and the rest of it. Have I accurately crystallized this? And have we reached a point where it's a lot safer for people like you and I that helped punch the detonator that is now, many years later, brought down the 9/11 fraud? And what does that domino falling? Because even if the Saudis are successful blocking the release, they've convicted themselves. That's even better. Dr. Pacheco.
Well, it's been a great honor and a pleasure, but the truth of the matter is we do owe it to you, Alex, and I certainly owe it to the American public that's been listening to the alternative media since, you know, God knows when, 2001, and you all have done a phenomenal job. It's not about me and it's not about Alex. It's about a lot more people, and believe it or not, it's the people within the intelligence community and the military. I can't tell you how many times I'm stopped by individuals who recognize my voice, not necessarily my name, who work within the system and are grateful for what we have done, because the civilians who were involved, Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Steve Hadley, Hillary Clinton, the Wolfowitzes, the neocon Jews, Israel, Dubai, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, will all be implicated in what's happened in 9/11. But what eventually arose from all of this was several factors. One was the emergence of a very unique individual who no one could have predicted. I did not predict that a Trump would arise at a moment when our history required a self-made American entrepreneur. An American-made entrepreneur, not somebody who depended on the kindness of strangers, but somebody who was able to take whatever assets he had and build it into a fortune, which he then dedicated to creating something better for others, namely America. He doesn't need the power. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the accolades of any of these Republicans. That's why we are now in the crux of the revolution. As Alex has said, you have all deserved this moment, but we can't stop because the Republican Party has now become the face of the enemy. The Priebuses, the Mitt Romneys, the Jeb Bushes, the Neil Bushes, the Marvin Bushes, the Paul Singers, the Ricketts family, the Hubbard family, all those families who never served our country but who were able to take and extract our slave labor and our monies in order to aggrandize their fortunes. Now, the irony is many of these companies, particularly the Koch brothers, his father made his fortune, not in America, but under Stalin. So I usually call the Koch brothers, who graduated where I did at MIT, the Red Babies, because the real fortunes were not made in the American oil fields. They were made under Stalin in the Soviet oil fields, and they're ashamed to talk about that because they're the diaper babies. Unlike us right now, we're in the midst of a revolution where Trump is the spear and the cutting edge to cut into what's called the rules of the party. The rules of the Republican Party are no more rules than fictitious rules that we have in any other institution of fascism. I saw those rules in the Soviet Union, and the more rules they imposed on me when I worked in the Soviet Union, the easier it was for me and others in the intelligence community to take the Soviet Union apart. So the Credentials Committee that's run by men like Sununu, who worked with George Bush Sr. and were also able to alter the election machines because they were MIT software engineers and who were also corrupt in New Hampshire as a governor. These men are trying to reinstate their political legitimacy in a time when a man like Trump, who is backed by the American people, independents, Democrats, Republicans, is saying enough is enough. The will of the people has to be expressed by one man, one vote, not one delegate and no votes.
Dr. Pechenik, I want you to have the floor pretty much for the whole hour. I did my long 10-minute intro, and I relayed this to Nico. I mean, I've been relayed to you. They do a great job. It's overwhelming. I know you don't like to talk about yourself and or the other whistleblowers. You were basically up in the government, the CFR, and high level. You were a whistleblower. You didn't call it that when you came out. I know they came after you. They threatened you. I remember when it happened in 2002. A lot of people, you know, got killed. So people need to understand the risk here and what members of the intelligence community and others told Congress. So I want to get into the election and the current battle. But so folks know the power that the people have. We come from, you know, nowhere 15 years ago exposing this. Look at it today, and you can follow those roots up to now. And as time compresses, more and more of their lies are imploding faster, not in 15 years, but in 6 months. So I want to spend a few minutes before we go to break, and we'll come back into the election and how historical all this is and what you see into the future. And as a guy that would overthrow dictatorships and corrupt regimes, you know, what you think we should do and what you think the establishment's going to pull. But first, specifically on 9/11, I mean, you've talked about being in there with the generals and CFR people where they pretty much just admit, yeah, it's inside job. And then you have debates with them. We have the Rumsfeld tape where he's with the generals. They say, sir, we need another attack. We sure need it. And he goes, yeah, we kind of do need another one, don't we? I mean, how many people in the ruling establishment know what really happened? Where do you expect this to go? In a few minutes on, from your best intel, exactly what happened on 9/11.
What actually happened on 9/11, even before 9/11, I wasn't just a whistleblower. I was literally the opposition that existed within the group who helped Bush Jr. get into power. One of the conditions I said is that there should be no acts against this country. And I could smell it because Bush, who's pretty dumb, and so is his entourage, was talking about peace overseas, yet the people he put in were neocons who had never served our country, who already were creating the American initiative in the Middle East, people like Zalmay Khalilzad, Paul Wolfowitz, and others. So within a year before the time when he came to power, as I was asked to come into the Pentagon, to the Office of Low-Intensity Conflict, I began to see the CIA civilians totally take over the Pentagon. It was an amazing feat. And I went to one of the senior officials who was a civilian, as well as another general, and said, you are now being infiltrated by the CIA. You are going to be involved in some kind of dirty trick, which I suspect will be a stand down and a false flag.
I could see the pre-programming just interrupt. Well, they were on the news going, we're going to be attacked. When we're attacked, we're going to take your rights. I saw the Hart-Rubin Commission a year before say that. I saw the PNAC document about a Pearl Harbor event so they could take over. I mean, you saw the telegraphing, but from the inside. Please continue.
So it was clear to me who would be involved. It would be Paul Wolfowitz. It would be Walter Yako. It would be Zalmay Khalilzad. All of these people whom I'd worked with, Richard Pearl, Dov Zugheim, who's a rabbi I didn't know, but I didn't like, Elliot Abrams, who I almost killed in another iteration. He knew I was going after him on the Panama thing. And when it occurred, I knew immediately that this was a stand-down false flag because Israeli operatives immediately called me up and said the planes had attacked the towers and they were collapsing. And I said, there's no precedence in the history of any building where a plane has crashed and collapsed the building. And immediately they said, within minutes of the time I said, this is a false flag, oh, you must be an Arabist. And I said, now I know who's involved. So it was Israel. I knew the Pakistani senior intelligence officer was coming here because I was forewarned by one of his predecessors, Yaqub Khan, that the Pakistani generals were involved in a potential coup. I was forewarned that the Saudis would be involved. I knew that the Israelis would be involved because they had people like Michael Chertoff, who should have been indicted because he has double citizenship here and in Israel and was in charge of Homeland Security along with Richard Pearl and others whose loyalty have never been to the United States. Unfortunately, these American Jews whose loyalty is to Israel have I've never served the American government, never been in the American military, but I'm more than happy to serve the Israeli military, as Zev Dagheim has done, as Rahm Emanuel and that
Steve
whole
Pachinik.
Family, both on the Republican and Democratic side.
Sure. So, Steve Pachinik, we got to go to break. StevePachinik.com. Folks, you're hearing it from somebody inside the system. He's going to tell you, okay, and just let the chips fall where they may, because it's all going to come out anyways. Just get ready. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, take the 12 attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Prosti Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, AccuFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio, the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with money and precision. The factory's narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance. Others mean a roof of the Western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Lock up your wife and children now. It's time to wield the blade. Because now you've got some company. Horsemen are drawing near. Sound of hooves knock at your door. Horsemen are drawing nearer. And when you run from them, they get closer. When you run towards them, they get further away. A little secret about freedom and about life. as a civilization, it's true, not so much for individuals. That's a choice men have to make. Now, I'm going to go back to Dr. Pachinik here in a moment, and I knew he was specifically going to Israel and its connection to 9/11. It comes down to this. There is a large block of people that blame Israel if a banana peel is on the ground and they step on it and fall down. There's also another group of people that think that whatever the politicians do in Israel is perfectly fine because that's where the end of the world's going to happen. And, you know, it's like breaking a mirror. If you say anything wrong about anybody in Israel, you're going to go to hell. And that's just as stupid. And I've tried to really stay out of all of it. Israel is run by different political factions. It does all the same stuff other corrupt governments do. Israel openly has backed ISIS for the first 4 years and Al-Qaeda, along with our government and the French and the Turks and everybody else. And people say, and then the white supremacists say, oh, look, you're defending Israel, saying other people do it too. No, I'm just not mentally ill like you. I don't just mindlessly hate Israel. I can actually find it on a map. I actually know a lot of the history. I know what went on in Russia. I knew that Stalin wanted to make a new Israel, you know, out in the southeast of it. I know about the Rothschilds and the British Israelism that's basically turned into Protestant religion today. I've done my research, and I know where Steve Pachinik comes from, in Russia and then trying to get out through Nazi Germany and his family really being killed by the Nazis. And then Pachinik's mad. He's told the story, you know, about how the rich Jews wanted money to let middle-class Jews out. And that's in best-selling books written by Jews. I mean, it's a fact. That's why FDR and others wouldn't let the Jews come in. He said, you keep the ships right there. So, well, they didn't pay up. Didn't pay up to Herr Hitler. So it's far worse than everyone knows. And look, my grandfather wasn't Jewish, but he's German. He lived in a German community in Dallas. Wealthy Germans, the guy that invented refrigeration and freezers. He had one of the, he had a big workstation. My grandfather loved him. He worked in his shop. My grandfather became an inventor because of his experience from the time he was 6 years old, going down the street at the inventor's laboratory. And my grandfather hated the Nazis and went and joined the Army Air Corps because he saw the Nazis quietly from 1935 or so up till the start of the war suck everything out of that guy, billions of dollars in today's numbers, because he had family in Germany, and he was German, who they were threatening to kill. So that's why I hate all these white supremacists on their sites about how great Hitler was and what a hero and how great he was and all this crap. Let's just say you hate Jews and want to kill them all. Hitler robbed and murdered millions of Germans and everybody else. Hitler was a criminal. With a bunch of criminals under him. But because Hitler's bad, it doesn't mean everything Jews do or Israel does is perfect, too. Like rich Jewish organizations not letting Jews out and making a deal with the Nazis. This is on record, by the way. This is in best-selling, you know, books that win Pulitzer Prizes. It's just not popularly known. Making deals that only Jews could immigrate there and had to pay upwards of $1 million. So that's why Pachinik will go all the way and talk about the neocons. Do people like Richard Perle really represent Jews? Is that who Jews want representing them? There's a lot of wonderful Jews out there. And that's where I stand. I love, some of the best people I know are great, super smart, amazing, give me the shirt off their back, Jews. And then I see powerful neocons and others. And I'm not saying the world conspiracy is run by Jews either. But there are corrupt Jewish organized crime guilds that have been so successful they've transcended organized crime. That's who founded the ADL, was set up by Jewish organized crime. That's on record, 1913. And I'm going to give them the rest of the floor to talk about this since you got into it, but I made a film called Fabled Enemies about the Israeli connection, and that made the white supremacists attack me even more because it wasn't an anti-Semitic film and because they're controlled and run from the top by the globalists to control the dialectic, and it's come out. Almost every major white supremacist leader is controlled. That's the Brzezinski model he writes about in the Technotronic Era, controlling all the major factions. Well, I'm a faction that's not controlled. I want everybody's kids to be able to go to space if they want. I want life extension technology. I want a society based on renaissance and free ideas and not scams. I want a society based on chivalry. and nationalism and on the family and on manhood and the incredible feminine energy. I'm a pro-human guy. I'm a real philanthropist. That's what it means, somebody that loves humanity. And it's not because I'm some goody-two-shoe. I come from this. I'm a human. I have empathy. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but look at what I've done with my attitude politically, and that's what I was celebrating today, saying everybody else should emulate it and take it to the next level, the courage of the whistleblowers and others. I'd see bullies when I was 12 years old, 16, 17-year-old bullies beating up some kid. I'd go over there and say and try to stop them. And I got my teeth loosened and knocked out, my nose broken. But you know what? I got stronger in the process. And it wasn't because I wanted to fight. I saw people ganging up on some 10-year-old or 11-year-old, robbing them. I was going to go fight people that were basically men because I had the instinct and the genetics from my forebears to want to attack people that are criminal. And that's the only instinct I've got, basically, folks. It makes me sick. And I've done everything I can to learn how they operate, to learn what they do to try to stop them. And I've done it in a stumbling, toddling way for 21 years. But just that pathetic resistance has hurt the enemy badly. You are the power of this broadcast when you spread the word about it, when you send out the podcasts and the videos, when you buy the products. And so God bless you. I want to thank you. But understand, you're just as important as I am, or Pachinik, or the whistleblowers, and you have to become radio hosts and TV hosts and leaders. And you have to take action. And you have to understand what's happening. And you have to see what's going on. But yes, every major Western country heavily involved in 9/11, they're not going to have a 9/11 and not include criminal elements of these intelligence agencies, because then the other agency could blow the whistle on them. That's why they included as many as 10 nations, Pakistan, Turkey, Israel. Sabelle Edmonds said they were all in on it, running guns, funding al-Qaeda, white slavery, all the stuff you see ISIS doing, it was already going on. And then Dr. Pachinik is against war, he recognizes radical Islam is being funded. He's against that, but he doesn't want to destabilize the whole region and just demonize Muslims. So then they say, oh, he's a bad guy. Now I put it in my words. We've got 10 minutes to the next break. I'm going to try to give you the floor to finish up with 9/11, to go through what happened, and then get into the election and the crossroads we've hit. And if I misspoke on your history or your view that you've relayed to me privately on air before about your experience, as someone that has been at every level, from Russia to Cuba to the United States, MIT, special secret operations in the field, all the secret stuff you've done, overthrowing governments. I don't think of any other spy or spy master in reality has probably done more than you have. I know there's a lot of folks that have probably done more. They're just so secretive we don't know about it. But Dr. Pachinik, I mean, you're uniquely able to speak to this. And so I know I'm running on about this. I just want listeners to understand the epicness that we're all involved in, them included. This is a real war. This is 21st century warfare, the attempted takedown of the West, because the elite is so threatened by Renaissance. How do we stop it? What happened on 9/11? And yes, what is the Israeli connection, and where do you see this going forward?
Well, let me just go on to say a lot of what's happened is that our internal military system, our internal intelligence, those in the White House and other places have been very effective in political warfare, economic warfare, in turning the entire geopolitical area away from Saudi Arabia, which was our major creator of ISIS, al-Qaeda, and all the Sunni terrorist groups at the inspiration of the CIA. However, there are elements of the CIA that fought it. No institution that we have is monolithic. No institution is all bad or all great. Within our intelligence system, and I've worked extensively, I have the good, the bad, and the ugly. And very often I'm working against my own people with other sorts of people. So I've had generals, and I won't name who they are, who worked with me in order to explain to people like Rumsfeld that if you continue to remain here and sacrifice 75,000 of our soldiers in a war that was from the very beginning poorly planned out, it had no success capability and was planned out by neocons like Wolfowitz and others who had no experience in war, we will overthrow you. When that happened on that day, I was informed by Jeb Bush and his people that I was brought up on charges of treason. I won't tell you which generals worked with me. But had it not been for those generals and the people within the core of our military and our intelligence community, you would not have gotten rid of Rumsfeld, a
disastrous individual.
This is too sensational. I may have to go into the next hour, sir, just so people understand. I remember over the years you hinting at this, you getting at it, and then what you said 4 years ago, and then it came out that Dempsey did go and say we're not going to bomb Syria. There's basically been a counter coup. The media hasn't reported it, and then finally Cy Hirsch did. This is so epic. That's what I'm saying. You've got all the secrets. They're dangerous for you to know.
That's why I want to say to you, the generals that I can talk about are generals like Jerry Boykin, Special Forces, General Schumacher, head of Special Forces. These weren't men who worked against our government. They're the men and heroes who worked with the American people, Keith Alexander. I mean, there's a whole group of them, even David Petraeus, when we put him into the CIA to control it. All these men, Michael Flynn, all these men were dedicated to the American people, knowing fully well that we could no longer have civilians who had no military experience, had no war experience, despite whatever they were in background, religion, it really didn't matter. What mattered was that they wanted to go to war without the notion that our military was not willing or capable of fighting a war that was limited in size, 75,000, as opposed to what Shinseki had ordered, 250,000, and our military was overturned by incompetent civilians. That changed. And that
they've had a major culling of the generals. So what's the real battle space now?
The culling of the generals is we've had now, that's going to continue until we get to the captain and the 04 level, 05 level.
So you're saying that's actually a good thing?
Well, I think it's, some of it is good and some of it is bad. Many people have argued against General Dempsey. I don't think General Dempsey, Martin Dempsey, has gotten his full reward for what he really did. He stopped us, our involvement in Syria. It would have been catastrophic had we gotten into a civil war in
Syria.
He
took the bold move to start giving the Russians intelligence.
Correct.
Outside of the neocons and the CIA
trying to
run an al-Qaeda takeover. I mean, do people get that? I mean, that is so epic. American military said, we're not going to do this, and quietly joined with Russia to stop the head choppers. That's so epic.
That's exactly correct. At the same time, we had a man whom I didn't know, named a Jewish guy named Dan Cohn, who's deputy director of the CIA and the Treasury, to effect an amazing economic warfare against Iran over a period of 5 to 7 years and literally take down Iran with our economic weapons, forcing their currency to drop, forcing their bonds to be junk bond, and putting them into bankruptcy. So this is not about Jew or a Christian or Muslim. There were no Muslims involved in 9/11. The ones who were involved in 9/11 who were Muslims were the countries like Turkey, Pakistan, Dubai, Qatar, and the Bush family who worked for the Dubai security companies. The actual Muslims weren't even on the plane. There was no such thing. So what happened in effect is the whole Bush family, the entourage of what you're seeing now in the Republican Party, created this 9/11 so we could have the war machinery go into effect without the consensus of our military, without the agreement of our intelligence community, without the support of the American people. That was an act of treason.
Have you seen the video where our reporters talked to Jeb Bush about the 28 pages twice, and he actually has an adrenaline rush and looks like he's seen a ghost and it looks totally scared?
Yeah, but Jeb Bush is an idiot. He's a coward and he's an idiot. And it came out very clearly. He didn't know what he was talking about. He had no idea what he was talking about in terms of the Iraq war. He was involved in 9/11. The man was a disaster as a governor. He brought me up to basically try to impress me that he had an intellectual forte when he had none. The truth of the matter is the entire Bush family has been a great criminal enterprise. They've sent their kids to Andover, where I have had family there, and then went on to Yale. They are a disaster, as the Clintons are. But the beauty of what the American public has done and your audience has done is, number one, the Panama Papers. Trust me, it is our intelligence community that released thousands, millions, 11.5 million pieces of paper. That did not come from an entourage of 100 different media groups. It did not come from 140 countries. It came from an intelligence community that responded to the will of the American people to say, okay, now we're going to start cleaning out the entire world system that has the neocon agenda, that has the transnationalism elements. Let's do it by one thing, showing the corruption that goes through Panama. Even when I worked in Panama and trying to take out Noriega, I never suspected that there were greater criminals than Noriega. For me, Noriega was pretty honest relative to everybody else. Although he was a bad guy in certain ways, he was pretty straightforward. But the point of fact is the American people has compelled our intelligence community to release that. Secondly, they have compelled James Comey of the FBI, Loretta Lynch of the Attorney General, and this administration to investigate the Clinton Foundation and the email scandals to the point where she may well be indicted. If she is indicted, that is the culmination of everything the American people have wanted.
I was about to say, isn't the 9/11 info coming out like the string on the sweater?
That was a very important part of all of this.
And now Hillary, I mean, so I'm right in saying we're seeing a slow motion collapse of the nastiest parts of the establishment.
Yes, correct, Alex. You're absolutely, we are all witnessing the collapse of what happened 9/11, but it did not happen just out of the blue. It happened because we had loyal military individuals, we had loyal intelligence officials, we had 16 different units of our intelligence community that really worked together, and we had people within the executive branch and the legislative branch, including senators, who were brave enough to say, we've had enough.
That's right. They're the heroes. They're the heroes, folks, and they were all there leaking the info the entire time. Who said they wouldn't do something like that and speak out? No, they did speak out.
Are you concerned about the power grid, about the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Ready to go.
got a sneak peek with an interview that Billy Corgan taped with Liam McAdoo about how to take back social media, basically, the deals with Donald Trump and more. We're going to play 5 minutes of that interview that won't be out for a week or so, coming up in the fourth hour that David Knight's going to be hosting. We also have a lot of other news that'll be breaking. But it says here, momentum slows for Saudi 9/11 investigation. That's in the Hill. Lindsey Graham, one of the neocons, heavily involved in trying to suppress that. But we already know, from people that have read it, what's in it. A stand down, Saudi Arabia involved, Saudi Arabia financing the supposed hijackers that were really the decoys. And then now our own elite would actually try to fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda as a proxy army. Dr. Pechenik, what is the state of the establishment? I know they're scared. I know there are a lot of them are leaving the country right now, which shows they think something really big is about to come out. Bill Clinton said something political so big globally is about to come out, it'll almost split the planet. He said that's why Hillary's needed. They're all telegraphing huge stuff's coming. From your intel, your sources, but also your trained eye, what else big is about to happen that you think people should be made aware of?
The most important thing that should happen and will happen is Trump overriding the Republican Party restrictions in terms of voting and representation. The American people have to continue to insist one vote, one person, not a delegate, not some quorum, not some caucus. The party can no longer exist. The party is not relevant to the existence of our republic. The Republican Party is dead for all practical purposes. So is the Democratic Party. Those of you who believe in what the Republicans stood for really should insist now that Trump be the front runner without any more qualifications or restraint. And those of you who believe that Bernie Sanders should represent the Democratic Party, then do so. But the reality is Hillary Clinton should be indicted. The two major aspects that will come forth on the Republic will be the indictment of Hillary Clinton for crimes against the state and national security, and the crowning of Trump to come forth. If that does not happen on either case, you will have what we call a political revolution. Whether it's an agitation in the streets, I don't think so. Whether it will be an outcry from the American public through social media, I suspect that will happen.
All right, Dr. Pechenik, we've only got 5 more minutes left with you. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you the floor to break down more other key points where you think this is going. And I forgot you've got the new book out about your mom. I am intending to read it. It sounds so interesting, the whole history of your family, the great perspective. I want to get you set up now in the next few weeks to come on for a full hour just to talk about the new book, Teodora, at stevepechenik.com. People can find out more there about that. Stay right there. We're going to come back to you here in just a moment. So please set that up, Nico. I want to get him on. I know it's been a lot of news taking place, but this is really important to go back to the history of what he and his mother witnessed and some of the things that helped develop his understanding of things. It's a very clear, I think very accurate understanding. Briefly, we got a new product out. It, of course, goes with our bone support. And that is the bone support with the joint support. These are just basically the best formulas you could come up with if you didn't want to, basically scam people. I mean, most folks do not want to just put out a staple, hardcore, pure stuff that's known to really help bones and joints and then put a fair price on it. You have to pay double, basically, to get a similar formula. And we have a skeletal defense pack that is the new bone support with the joint formula that's so popular. Bone Support's a new product. 20% off the already discounted product. So there you go, and that supports the broadcast, not just your skeletal makeup and your bones and joints. Joint Formula's been out 6 months. It's very popular. Bone Support is in, and we're discounting it out of the gates, and your purchase is absolutely essential. InfoWarsLife.com to find the nutraceuticals, InfoWarsLife.com, or InfoWarsStore.com for the Hillary for Prison limited edition t-shirts. Check those out. Fourth hour straight ahead, InfoWars.com.